This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan, together with Julia Jacobs and T. Xiao Eek. Here are the stories we have for you today.
Do you know the difference between weather and climate? Donald Trump doesn't appear to, so we're here to help.
And following that, women are apparently traveling solo more than men. We explore why.
And we're asking you some questions over on Twitter. How do you like to travel? We have a Twitter poll going, and your options are alone, with friends, with family, or I hate traveling. So, you know, do join in that conversation. You can send us a WhatsApp message at 018-789-8899, or you can tweet us at BFM Radio.
And to lead us into our first story, here's Holiday by Madonna.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
And that was, of course, Holiday by Madonna. Now, on to our first story, which isn't quite so much of a holiday. Juliet, what do you have for us today?
So apparently the president of the US is conflating weather and climate. And he's been doing so for quite a while, actually. So currently there's actually a record-breaking cold snap, which is kind of relentlessly descending on parts of the US. And basically it's like a deep freeze that's gripping the Midwestern United States.
Which is not at all what we're having here, by the way.
Exactly. Quite the opposite, actually. So anyway, according to an article in the National Geographic, it spawned from a split polar vortex that sent cold Arctic air across the continent. Okay, so it's freezing. Okay, so our favorite serial tweeter, Donald Trump. So we all know he has a long history of denying scientific consensus. Yep. He basically tweeted earlier this week, and I quote, "Be careful and try staying in your house. Large parts of the country are suffering from tremendous amounts of snow and near record-setting cold. Amazing how big this system is. Wouldn't be bad to have a little bit of that good old-fashioned global warming right now!" Exclamation mark.
I don't think he gets it. I don't think he gets it. Because back in November last year, he also tweeted, "Brutal and extended cold blast could shatter all records," in caps. "Whatever happened to global warming?" So Trump, as we all know, he's a businessman and TV personality as well, has long denied the scientific consensus on climate change. Back in 2012, he claimed that the phenomenon was a Chinese hoax intended to hurt American exports. You couldn't make this stuff up,
no,
honestly.
You can't. And he's stuck by it. Yeah, he's sticking by it, actually. Yeah.
Now his latest tweets imply that he has confused weather with climate change. And, you know, as we can see, he's been doing this on more than one occasion.
Yeah, and, you know, the responses to his tweets are really quite funny, actually. A professor of politics at Maryland University, and he's also a former advisor to both the Bush and Obama administrations. His name is Shibley Talhami. He said, "In my over three decades of teaching, I have never had a student dumb enough to make the kind of inference Trump is making in this tweet." Okay, so perhaps that's a little bit harsh. Do you think most people are aware, or, you know, or they can make the distinction between the two, whether versus climate?
I don't know if I want to put myself on the I am like Trump camp. I mean, I'm aware that they're different. Mm-hmm. And even contextually, I kind of get it. But I think I would like an explanation, actually.
Yes, I agree.
scientists generally, they prefer using the term climate change to global warming because the effects of humans emitting what we call, you know, heat-trapping greenhouse gases, those are more likely to manifest as extreme weather events rather than temperature increases alone. And Trump, he's rejected that distinction. You know, he calls it a distraction by, and I quote, "dollar-sucking wise guys."
Yes, because Trump only understands dollars, right?
He
doesn't,
exactly.
Doesn't
yes.
particularly give a lot of credence to science.
But I don't know who he's calling wise guys. You know?
those scientist flirts.
No, but how do you explain a cold winter in a world that scientists say is getting hotter? My favorite scientific organization, NASA, has a webpage that's dedicated to making clear this distinction between weather and climate. And I'm quoting here. They say, "The difference between weather and climate is a measure of time. Weather is what conditions of the atmosphere are over a short period of time, and climate is how the atmosphere behaves over relatively long periods of time."
Yeah, so in an interview at PBS, Michael Oppenheimer, he's a professor of geosciences and international affairs over at Princeton's University Woodrow Wilson School. So he actually addressed these tweets that that Trump has been tweeting away.
Right.
And here's his response when asked, you know, if the president was indeed confusing climate and weather.
It's impossible to say what was in the president's mind, but he probably was trying to confuse other people about the reality of climate change. This cold snap is weather. Weather is what you experience day to day. Climate is the long-term average of weather over periods of years, decades, centuries, or even longer. Let me give you an analogy from the stock market. It's perfectly possible for the stock market to be rising due to understood factors like favorable economic forecasts, and yet to decrease significantly for one day, several days, a month, or even several months. That happens all the time, even though the long-term trend might be continuing thereafter. It's the same thing with climate change. The Earth's temperature is going up. It's been going up for about a century. That increase is due to the buildup of the greenhouse gases caused by and large, by the burning of coal, oil, and natural gas. And yet, climate has certain unpredictable factors about it, which can cause variations like the current cold snap, which can cause temperatures to drop below normal, especially for relatively small areas. After all, what we're talking about here is the northern half of the United States. So this is there's a long-term trend of warming. This cold snap says nothing really about that long-term trend, and that trend will continue until we make a radical reduction in the emissions of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases.
So Michael was also asked that, you know, given that distinction that he just made, which I think is very, very clear, do scientists see a connection between climate change and episodes of extreme weather? And this is what he had to say.
Yeah, some episodes of extreme weather can be tied directly to the buildup of the greenhouse gases caused by human activity. For instance, the incidence of extreme heat has increased, and episodes of heat waves are increasing faster these days than they would without the buildup of the greenhouse gases, and that connection has been made clearly. Similarly, incidence of very high water at the coast, which is related to flooding, for instance, when a storm comes along, has been tied in some cases to the buildup of the greenhouse gases through its effect on sea level rise. So overall, there are some episodes of extreme weather that are directly related to the human buildup of greenhouse gases.
I mean, look, this is scientific evidence. It's not anecdotal, and it's been done over many decades, in fact. And so last November, a report compiled with help from the U.S. government agencies and departments called the Fourth National Climate Assessment outlined the potential impacts of climate change across every sector of American society. So the report notes that the effects of climate change are already being felt in communities across the country. And this would include more frequent and intense extreme weather and climate-related events, such as the cold snap that the U.S. is currently going through.
Exactly.
But a bit of light on the horizon. It says that projections of future catastrophe could change if society works to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and to adapt to the changes that will occur. You know, a wide-ranging policy-level kind of actions that the government could take. But Trump's response? I don't buy it.
Yeah. But I mean, the fortunate thing is that not everyone is choosing to ignore the facts. You know, the Democrats, they are promising to elevate the issue on Capitol Hill this year. Trump's administration is facing some legal challenges on numerous fronts, you know, over the terrible things they've done. You know, the rollback of all Obama's administration policies, which were aimed at reducing greenhouse gases, because that administration did do a lot. But Trump he's rolled back on a lot of those.
Yeah.
So, you know, even individuals and states, environmentalists, they're all challenging the rollback, for example, of the Clean Power Plan, the vehicle fuel economy standards, all these things and that point to the report's findings, you know. So all of this could also help underpin there's a case, you know, happening over there. 21 children are actually suing the United States for failing to take action to limit greenhouse gases.
Yes.
So I guess, you know, what's happening here is that despite the leader of the biggest democracy in the world, shall we say, just flatly denying scientific facts, people are taking people are taking action. People are, you know, banding together. States are, you know, going against him. They're signing their own laws. They're enacting their own things. So there is some pushback, thankfully. And hopefully we'll see some action in court.
Yeah, but it's still, I would think it's still very worrying that just through his tweets alone, he can be very persuasive.
Yeah.
This is somebody who should be getting sound scientific advice from his advisors, from the councils and all that. I'm also thinking he has the power to sign off on things. Just the fact that the US has pulled back on the Paris Agreement.
They have.
Am I right? Yeah. Which is to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
That's right.
That's, you know, when just one country like the US does it, it has such a significant impact on exactly. what the world can achieve.
And Donald Trump, his tweets, his words, they don't echo only in the States. We have people in Malaysia who will quote him on many things, right?
And take him as an authority.
And take him as an authority. And that's and as Michael Oppenheimer said earlier, that's exactly what Trump seems to do so well, which is to confuse issues so that the facts seem too difficult to understand, mm-hmm. whereas his sort of simplistic way of putting it, oh, it can't possibly be, you know, we can't possibly be having global warming if it's so cold. Mm. That's something that I think to people for whom facts can be too complex or have other things on their mind, this is a very easy linear way of thinking, yeah, then everything must be a lie. All these scientists must just be pulling the wool over my eye, right?
Exactly. I mean, if there's a report coming from his own administration, from scientists, and it's across the board, it's something that he couldn't stop because it's something that's in their constitution, this report that needs to be made. All he could say was, I don't buy it. It sounds like something that's just trying to ruin businesses and, you know, make Americans unemployed. So, you know, he uses that.
Yes.
Right, of course. It's distraction, distracting people from issues that really matter.
But, exactly. you know, it works in his favor. That kind of colloquial arguments that
yes,
he makes.
Yes, versus science speak, versus quote-unquote experts who are not viewed as one of their own, you know?
Exactly. So we actually have a question over from WhatsApp, and someone's asking, why talk so much about the USA? Well, because they are the biggest, you know, democracy. They've pulled out, you know, the actions that they take will have ripple effects across the world, you know, and this battle against climate change has no boundaries. There are no geographical boundaries to it. And a country like US making a step like that has some significant impacts to countries, to smaller countries, you know, to other countries. Like we see what's happening in Brazil, for example. Their new president is also rolling back on many, many environmental protections in place. So this is why we're talking about it, because it has ripple effects.
Absolutely.
Well, and some of those ripple effects, I think, will relate to the story that we do have coming up after the break, which is something lighter, but travel. We are going to be talking about why women are traveling solo more than men. And we are asking you something about that on social media, Juliet.
Yes, we do have a Twitter poll running. How do you like to travel? Would you prefer going alone, with friends, with family, or do you just simply hate traveling? So do join in that Twitter poll over at BFM Radio. If you have other suggestions, you know, send that to us via WhatsApp at 018-789-8899, or you can also tweet us at BFM Radio.
Meanwhile, here is Smash Mouth with All Star, and I just found out that this song has a covert message about climate change.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.